Well, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Robin Cole here from Pawnee Mental Health. She is the executive director there, and we're talking about some different things here. We've got about 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Where do you want to go next, Robin? I kind of got a little bit lost here.
You know, in keeping with the fact that October is Mental Health Awareness Month, Pawnee has several events that are going on in November, starting in October, that we're really excited about. One is that Pawnee Mental Health is the beneficiary this year of K-State's Homecoming 5K Philanthropy. I can't tell you how excited and honored we are to be the beneficiary of this philanthropy. And so that K-State Homecoming race is being held both in person and virtually. So whether folks are here in Manhattan and are able to participate in that, and I think it's a walk or a run, you know, depending on the individual, but whether they're here in Manhattan and able to attend in person, or whether they are in some other part of the world, it's an opportunity for them to both be involved in a K-State activity and also support community mental health here in Manhattan. So that the in-person 5K starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday, October 24th, and that's at the K-State Alumni Center. If people register by October 7th, the registration fee is $24. Prices do increase after October 7th, though I don't have that cost here with me. And if people register by October 7th, they're guaranteed to get a K-State 5K t-shirt. So, you know, since I'm a K-State graduate and love my university, I want to encourage people to sign up to participate in the Homecoming 5K. And since I'm the executive director of Pawnee Mental Health, I have a second reason to want to encourage people to sign up and participate in the Homecoming philanthropy. So we're really excited to be included in that event this year. The other thing that's coming up is that Pawnee is celebrating its 65th anniversary this year. We were founded on November 19th of 1956. And this is kind of another tie back to the university. The very first office of Pawnee Mental Health Service was actually called the Riley County Mental Health Center. And it was located in what is now Lafine Health Center. And so the very first executive director was a man named Rick Shanline. And he was very well known in this community, both as a social worker and a thespian, was very active in the Manhattan Arts Center and performed on stage for lots of years. But that very first office was there at Lafine Health Center. And so we are beginning our 65th anniversary celebrations starting on October 19th. We'll have an event in Junction City from 4 to 6, where we'll reflect back on the organization and how it's grown over the years and what it's doing today. There'll be some opportunities to hear from community members and also from some clients. So we're really excited about that. And then later in the month, on October 28th, we'll be doing the same thing in Concordia, Kansas, in our office there. But one of the even additionally exciting things is that we'll be leading up to a big event in Manhattan on November 4th. It'll be our third annual Driving the Dream event. The Driving the Dream event is being held at the Manhattan Dream Car Collection. And so we are encouraging people to get involved. There are three different ways to get involved. We are still looking for sponsors who want to help support this event for Pawnee and our communities. We are also still looking for individuals who would like to make donations to two different auctions that we're going to be holding. We are going to have a silent auction that starts October 19th and goes until November 2nd. And then there will be a live auction as well the evening of November 4th at the Driving the Dream event. And so if individuals would like to help sponsor that event, that's an opportunity that is out there. There are those opportunities to make donations to the auction. And then we are also selling tickets to the event. Tickets are $50 a piece. People can buy for themselves, their family, their friends, and then we're also selling tables of tickets, or tickets for tables. And so we certainly encourage people to set aside some time and help us celebrate our 65th anniversary of services here in Manhattan and Riley County in any of those ways. You know, last year the event went virtual because of COVID. So it's actually been 2 years ago since we held our first event. And K-Man's own Dave Lewis was the master of ceremonies of that event and also shared his story at that event. And so that's a fun connection as well. Yeah. And so we have really enjoyed working with Dave on our Driving the Dream event.
Well, it sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun here. We're up against the clock here, but we appreciate the time this morning, Robin, as always. And 65 years, that's a long time. We'll look forward to talking more about that here next month with you.
It's a long time. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to hear from RCPD. Captain Josh Kyle will be joining us here for the hour, as well as some guests here, Kevin Bryant and Suzanne Glymer. We're going to talk about community conversation on race coming up on Monday.